This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 27th of July 2025. Now over to our first contributor of the day.
You may have heard the tagline, amateur radio, the original social network. It's pretty good, really, considering that the term these days applies to the use of electronic media to connect people together. Of course, social networking wasn't invented by radio amateurs, nor was it invented by internet geeks. Social networking has been around for as long as people sat around together talking about the things that interest them. At one end of the timeline, and Facebook didn't invent that term either, people may have discussed where they might find the food they needed for survival, or what the weather or the gods or whatever was doing. Zip ahead to today and those topics are still up there with many more added. There are those amateurs who might say that the hobby of amateur radio is all about the technical stuff, and that we are not here for the social networking. In the same way, some amateurs may say that they are here for the social networking. Who's right? How can we decide what the amateur radio hobby should be? I'd like to propose the point of view that amateur radio should be what we want it to be. And for individuals, that can change from time to time. I'm Bob, VK6PAP.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. In the community of radio amateurs scattered around the planet, we have a habit of getting together with others to have fun in whatever shape that takes. The obvious ones are hamfests, car boot sales, raffles, and other amateur-adjacent pursuits. But we also do things like license training, weekly on-air nets, contesting, portable activations, climbing mountains or hills, setting up in parks or lighthouses. We set up on a field day, just for fun, and find reasons for any number of other activities. Some of these are solitary affairs, but many are best enjoyed shared with multiple friends, both old and new ones. Having been a member of this community since 2010, I've come to observe an aspect of this community that is odd, to say the least. We organise all these events, but rarely promote it beyond a single email to three people, if that. It's almost as if the average organiser thinks that their event permeates the community by magic osmosis. Even if there is any form of promotion, there's sometimes a date and time, but hardly ever does it show that time in UTC. Even if it's a radio event, it's like we've forgotten that radio waves pass through time zones, or there is a misconception that everyone on the planet knows what your local time zone is, let alone if it's summer or winter time at the time of the event. So, what does promoting your event look like if you actually want people to know about it? For starters, you should consider who you want to have as a participant. A local hamfest is unlikely to attract people from around the globe, but Friedrichshafen and Dayton are examples that contradict that notion. A VHF-only event might be intended for local amateurs, but what if it allows for satellite or digital contacts, like say via Allstar, IRLP or Echolink? Similarly, you might run a weekly on-air net, but have visitors from around the planet. The point being that your audience might not be exactly what you initially think. In other words, there might be people playing from further afield. Consider that when you announce what time the event starts and finishes. Speaking of finishing, adding an expected closing time is helpful for participants where only one member of the family lives and breathes amateur radio, and the rest just want to get on with their respective lives. So consideration is welcome. Aside from telling your audience when and for how long the event goes, adding a location is not optional. You'd be surprised how many events say things like, "It's again in the usual location," or "We're at the community hall," without ever publishing an address. I can tell you it's fun discovering that the name of the hall isn't unique. Now for the big one. After putting the information together about the event itself, where and how do you announce it? For starters, on your own website, in whatever form that takes. It serves two purposes: announcing to the world what is happening, but it's also the definitive place where the right information is published. This is important because things change, get cancelled, moved, updated, whatever. Life isn't static, so you need to define a place where the official announcement lives. At this point, I'd like to mention that this is often where promotion stops. It's easy to think that in your universe, everyone you know is aware of your website. But that's just not true. A single place to publish is not the end of the process. It's the start. Then you need to use things like the local news broadcast, the national news broadcast, the international news broadcasts, contesting websites and calendars, social media, Fediverse, and whatever else you can get your hands on. You need to include it in your own club news, in club newsletters from other clubs, on the local amateur notice board. You need to talk about the event on air, share it during on-air nets, and if it's recurring, tell the world that it's going to happen again next year. Nothing here is revolutionary. It's not like launching a rocket into space. This is basic common sense. And you, too, can do this. If you need help, ask. So, if you have an event that you want to have participants for, you need to make noise. Publishing the announcement at the local planning department in Alpha Centauri 50 years before the event is going to cause issues. As will defining the date for an annual event as, when the June solstice is on a weekday, Monday through Friday, the weekend following shall be the weekend of the event. When the June solstice falls on a Saturday or Sunday, that weekend shall be the weekend of the event, but only for the winter field day. The summer one requires you to count back 4 weekends, or forward, depending on if you're talking about the spring or summer event, and add one if it falls on the weekend. In case you're wondering, no, I didn't make that up. It's real. I'll leave you to ponder how you'd add such an event to your family calendar. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Commencing on Friday the 24th of October and concluding on Monday the 27th of October 2025, the VKFF team are hosting the third annual VKFF National Get Together. This year, the Get Together is being held in Canberra. The VKFF National Get Together is an event for those interested in the Worldwide Flora and Fauna Park Program, no matter if you are a beginner or an experienced park activator or hunter. Previous get-togethers have been held in Renmark, South Australia and Bendigo, Victoria, and these proved to be very popular. This year's event in Canberra will kick off with an evening meal on Friday night at the Lighthouse Pub in Belconnen. On Saturday, a series of presentations will be delivered during the day on various topics relating to the WWFF program and operating portable. This will be held at the Eastlake Football Club. A raffle will be held on Saturday with some excellent prizes, including transceivers. On Saturday evening, a dinner function will be held at the Eastlake Football Club. This includes a guest speaker. On Sunday, a barbecue breakfast will be held at Black Mountain Peninsula Barbecue Area. This will be followed by a link dipole construction session. Sunday afternoon, we'll see a large number of amateurs heading out into the field to activate VKFF parks. 4 experienced VKFF park activators have volunteered to take less experienced park activators out to some of the ACT parks to show them some of the tips in successfully activating a VKFF park. On Sunday evening, a dinner will be held at the Gungahlin Lakes Golf Club. The get-together will conclude on Monday with some visits to the Royal Australian Mint and the Australian War Memorial. You must register to attend this event. Walk-ups will not be accepted. You can attend whatever part of the get-together you choose, but you must register. More information on the 2025 VKFF National Get Together can be found on the WWFF Australia website at wwffaustralia.com. Many thanks for listening. 73 Paul VK5 Papa Alpha Sierra, the VKFF National Coordinator.
This is News West. Your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
Hi there, if you've tuned into News West of late, you may have noticed that we've been light on for content. You can help us to change that by either sending us a video or audio file. If you send us a video file, please include the link to your cloud drive in the email so as we can download the video. Thank you. Oh, and before I forget, the News West email address is newswest@vk6.net.
Dear HAM members, it's time to get excited. The Northern Corridor Radio Group, NCRG, is thrilled to launch our 2025 HAMFest fundraising raffle, and you're invited to join in the fun while supporting our club's future. With over $3,000 in prizes up for grabs, this is your chance to win big while giving back to the community that keeps us on the air. Here's what you need to know. Raffle website. Purchase your tickets online at https://rafflelink.com.o/hamfest-raffle-225prize. Pool. First prize. $2,000 Andrews Communications voucher. Choose from a wide range of amateur radio gear. Second prize, $699 ComTech voucher. Upgrade your shack with top tier EQU IPM. EN to third prize, Elinco DJC RX7HE handheld radio valued at $229. Fourth prize, $200 ComTech store credit ticket prices. $5 for one ticket, $10 for two tickets, $20 for four tickets, $1.40 for eight tickets, $80 for 16 tickets, $100 for 20 tickets, $250 for 50 tickets important dates. Ticket sales open June 25th, 2025. Online and cash sales close August 31st, 2025. Cash sales end at 11 a.m. at the Cyril Jackson Recreation Center. Permit holder only. Draw date August 31st, 2025. At noon during HAMFest 2025, ticket sales permitted WA Konzi QLD NSW.SA.TAS VicVic 61904 WA LS 223274025 Northern Corridor Radio Groups, Inc. is a responsible community organization following the Gaming and Wagering Commission Act, 1987. Where to view? Results, NCRG website, http://ncrg.info/wp/raffle-rafflelink page. http://rafflelink.com.o/hamfest-225. All ticket packages comply with WOMIA's DRGLS regulations and are processed securely via RaffleLink on behalf of the Northern Corridor Radio Group, Inc. Let's make this raffle our most successful yet. Every ticket sold helps fund NCRG's ongoing projects, events, and upgrades, all while giving you the chance to walk away with some top-notch gear. Act now and grab your tickets before they're gone. The clock is ticking and the draw is just around the corner on August 31st. Best regards, Matthew McDonough, VK6ML, Vice President, NCRG 04-3602-2860.
Hi, I'm Bob, VK6POP. It's been a bit of a cold, wet week, keeping me inside for much of it. There's a lot to be said for being confined to below decks. You can get things done that have suffered neglect through outdoor distractions. In the July QTC magazine, RASA launched a brochure designed to be handed to people who look a bit interested in amateur radio after encountering amateurs in action, in the great outdoors, at a community event, or they may even have wandered into a hamfest. The brochure gives some basic information about the hobby and a couple of QR codes to take them to further information about the hobby.
Importantly, there's a space on the brochure for clubs to attach a label with club contact information. RASA plans to give these to clubs on request, and to kickstart the process, RASA will send, via snail mail, to all clubs that we're aware of, a small quantity of brochures with a covering letter, which, among other things, describes how to obtain a larger quantity of brochures for your club. RASA provides this free to clubs as our contribution towards your efforts to sustain and grow the hobby. I'll repeat, it's free, no membership or affiliations required. And this, a personal message from me, I don't give a toss if you or some club members love or hate RASA or the WIA or both, or are totally indifferent. Tell the grumpy old men to stand in the corner if you need to. If your club is interested at all in tools to help introduce new people to the hobby, here's something you'll find useful. The work has already been done and the cost is covered, so why not take advantage of it? There's a full description of the brochure in the July QTC magazine, so read up on it yourself. And at your next club meeting, tell your committee that you've heard about it and initiate the conversation. The brochure was designed by volunteers and professionally printed in Australia. QTC is an electronic magazine available from our website vkradioamateurs.org. That's vkradioamateurs, one big long word, vkradioamateurs.org. In QTC, you'll find other free resources such as the Foundation Level Study Guide and a guidebook for newcomers to the hobby and plain English explanations of amateur regulations in Australia. Free, no memberships or logins required. The website again is vkradioamateurs.org. And I'm Bob VK6POP.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Good morning, fellow amateurs and shortwave listeners. Roy again, this is me, with this week's helpline for the 27th of July 2025. Today I have repeats from last week. First of a from Clive VK6CSW, a GigaWorks Tango 40 Series 2 loudspeaker system, and consists of two speaker cabinets 33 centimeters tall, and each one has three speaker drivers giving a flat response from 50 hertz to 20,000 hertz. Powered from a switch mode power supply, 27 volts. Computer connection is via 3.5mm stereo plug, and audio for your computer. Make it sound vibrant. This unit currently retails at $250. Today, only $75 for you. It's in Balladura. If you'd like to contact Clive for further details, please do so. His email address is Charlie Sierra Whiskey Alpha Lima Lima India Sierra at hotmail.com. That's CSW Wallace at hotmail.com, and he will tell you all about it.
Next, we have from Dan the following: a Kenwood TS180 Sierra SSB HF transceiver with the Papa Sierra 30 power supply, $300. Now I have an ICOM, an India Charlie 28 Hotel VHF transceiver, $120. And a Philips FM92 VHF transceiver program with VK6 repeated frequencies, $80. And all
prices are negotiable. Contact Dan on his email address, which is Sierra Zulu Charlie Zulu Delta Papa Sierra at gmail.com. I'll say again, Sierra Zulu Charlie Zulu Delta Papa Sierra at gmail.com. Next, I have from VK6 Zulu Alpha India a Yaesu Fox Tango 840 transceiver plus manual, $900, as new condition, never been used. There's also a Yaesu Fox Tango 301 Delta transceiver plus manuals, a Yaesu Fox Papa power supply, a Yaesu Fox Charlie antenna tuning unit, all the above items, $300. Also available is a Yaesu Fox Tango 1000 Mic Papa Mark 5 with all the complement of filters and all the manuals, and there's a Yaesu Fox Papa 29 power supply to suit that unit, a Yaesu SP8 external speaker with filtering, all above for $1,000. There's also a Heathkit Sierra Bravo 610 monitor scope at $150. There's also a 100-foot self-supporting tower, $2,000 for that. There's also a linear amplifier, which is a Romeo Mic Kilo Lima 500, 300 watt on AM, 600 watt on a single sideband, asking $500 as new and never been used also. There's also a 300 watt linear amplifier, asking $200 only for that. And there's also a Barrett Sierra Bravo 250 Charlie transceiver plus auto tune antenna, $250. All equipment either as new or in very good condition, and prices are O-N-O. You can contact Chick, VK6 Zulu Alpha India, on telephone 08 9625 1335, 08 9625 1335, or 0490 013 464. That mobile number again, 0490 013 464. Next, I have for sale a Yaesu Fox Tango 990, complete with microphone, original box and manual, $600. There's also an ICOM IC 229 hotel, 2-meter 50-watt mobile FM transceiver with manual, mounting bracket and microphone, $50. Also has an ICOM IC Sierra Mic 8 dual radio desk microphone, $150. For those items, please contact Wayne, VK6 Fox Tango, on 0423 185 032. Wayne's phone number again, 0423 185 032. Please contact Wayne at VK6 Fox Tango on 0423 185 032. And if you have any items for next week's broadcast, please contact me. My email address, victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com, vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com, and from me, 73.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.